Hello, I'm Sarah Bishop.
And I'm Jeremy Mullis.
And this is Adventures in Wine Tasting.
Oh, God damn.
Some habits never die.
Can you say it again?
Nope, that's what we're going with. The unofficial companion podcast to the 2023 Wine Advent Calendar from Costco, where every night is wine night until December 25th.
So drunk on Christmas, making merry by yourself with a paper bag.
We're going faster than we've ever gone because it's December 22nd and we got shit to do.
December 22nd.
Woo, woo, woo. Only a few more days.
Motherfucking shit.
Can we make it? Yes, we can. All right, let's pull this out. Let's just go right here into it. Velvet Rider.
You are going so fast.
You pulled it out.
I just love to take a little leisurely time and appreciate this. Nice retro label. There's a motorcycle. It says Velvet Rider. It's yellow, black, and red.
It's a cute label.
It says it's from Italy. It's a Syrah Cabernet Sauvignon. What else can you tell us, Sarah?
All right. This is 70% Syrah, 30% Cabernet Sauvignon.
Oh, man. For a second, I thought you were going to say it was 70% alcohol. That would have been impressive.
That's what you want.
That's my kind of wine.
Apennine Mountains. If you go to the Around the World in 24 Wines wine tasting notes for this wine, you will see they are repurposing some of their copy about the Apennine Mountains, which I don't appreciate.
Oh, really?
Around the World in 24 Wines. I'd like some fresh copy every time.
Honestly, though, like, if you're gonna go to the 24 Wines calendar website, you don't even have to listen to this podcast. You could get better information.
Come on. That would not be half as fun.
But you wouldn't get any of the charm.
That would not be half as fun.
No banter.
This is supposedly a big red that the world in 24, Around the World in 24 Wines wine tasting notes say goes with. And as per usual, they're getting very specific.
Too specific.
In their pairing suggestions. Maple glazed turkey. Mm-hmm. Gravy and potatoes. That one's surprisingly...
God damn it. Why did I glaze the turkey with honey?
Beef Wellington and charred Brussels sprouts. Not just roasted, okay? Charred. They gotta be charred.
Can I just say, I'm not interested in beef Wellington.
Why? I am.
Don't put beef in
come
pastry.
On. Everybody loves a little pastry, Jeremy.
Weren't we watching that baking show the other
just
day? And they were
the
like,
Great
they
British
were doing
for,
like beef Wellington and you were like talking shit about it. Now you're like, oh, I love beef Wellington. Am I wrong? Maybe it was me who was talking shit.
I think so. Oh, yeah, I think that one's pretty good.
Let's see. I don't get much on the nose. Just some, like, kind of...
Creamy. That's kind of a creamy red, which you don't get a lot. Creamy. I'm going to say creamy red. Like, buttery red.
That's
red,
not bad. That's not bad.
Red butter.
I think it's interesting that... I'm optimistic about the next couple now, because we just had that string of really horrible ones, and I wonder if they just decided, you know, the... first part of the back half of the calendar, that's where we're going to put our real stinkers.
Yeah,
but
like
we want to end with some things that are strong.
They should. So this is Christmas Eve. I'm hoping we get the hummus dinger. This is good. I think this is good. I like this.
Yeah, that's... I mean, that tastes like a pretty good wine. And I got to say, I was not...
I like that one.
I was not optimistic.
I like that one.
You know
one.
My feelings on these fucking Italian wines.
All right, let's pause. And come back.
Yeah, you're right.
That's right.
And we're back.
We are back.
Velvet Rider. All right, I gotta say, I see why they call it Velvet Rider. This is giving you a velvety, smooth, buttery, rich ride, which I think is... interesting for a red wine. I think it's pretty... that really is probably the creamiest red wine I've ever had. And I think it tastes creamy because it has pretty good body. And then it's like a little bit like subtly sweet. It's not like super bitter anyway. But it's still really... it is peppery, which I really like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think it's really good. They're really selling it on the world, the Around the World in 24 Wines calendar website as the a big red. I don't know if I would call it a big red. I think it's kind of soft and...
it's not small.
Luxurious. It's not small, but it's not like... I've definitely had bolder, more in-your-face reds. Like, I'm not like, this is such a big red.
I'm very much in agree with you. It's not...
But I think I like it. I like it a lot. I'm going to give it... I'm just, like, going in. Maybe it's... I got the holiday spirit, but I'm going to give it 5 JV. Going in.
Damn, girl. You have become a very easy grader. We got some grade inflation going on.
Hey, you know what? I'm grading a bunch of papers for the University of Utah right now, and it's very hard to keep the grade inflation down, so forgive me if I loosen up when it comes to the wine grades.
I have not been kind to Italy or Italian wines on
the
show.
No, you have not, sir.
But to be fair, Italy has not been kind to me with the wines they have sent me in this calendar. And this one has really bucked that trend. This is a very nice wine. Very well constructed. And I'm going to return to my buzzword, balance.
Yeah.
Because to me, a good wine really is all about balance. And this one...
Good point.
You know, none of the wines in this set are going to be really big, and they're all, as we've discussed, these are young wines. They're really more sketches than anything, but I really like where this one is going.
Yeah.
I really like what they've achieved. And I'm going to say also, you said in their ridiculous food pairing, they said to put this with maple glazed turkey, and we made fun of that. But as I taste this,
it would be good with
that. Taste this and tell me there isn't. There isn't a little bit of maple on the finish.
Yeah, I actually totally agree with you.
I honestly, I haven't even written down my rating, but I'm gonna give it 5 bells. I like it. 5
yeah,
bells.
Yeah, do I'll give it. 5 bells. Oh my god, that is amazing.
What's your levels there, honey?
You know, having someone tell you to watch your levels really takes the fun out of. I would say Christmas, but I'm going to just go in and say life.
Well, I didn't invent audio engineering. I agree. I don't enjoy being the one to tell you to watch your levels.
I think you do, actually. Am I wrong?
It's kind of my catchphrase. Watch your levels, honey.
Yeah, I agree.
That and are you going to do the outro?
Hang on. I'm just making a little post for social media.
You're literally posting to social media.
Yes, this is
during the episode. But
this
people
is live, okay?
Oh,
this is
true.
Live. We're
so
doing
you're going
it.
To post that today on the 22nd, right?
Yeah, I'm posting it on the 22nd, which is when we.
You want me to do the outro?
This.
Can you?
No, Jeremy, I'm going to do the outro, okay?
It is. I don't know. Should I give it a 5? Is that too much?
You,
I already
you
said
already
it.
Did it.
I already
you
said
can take it back
it.
Now. Oh my god, like, you can't take it back now, honey.
It is a good wine.
It's a good wine.
I like
wine.
It.
I'm
feeling
right.
generous, too.
Adventures in Wine Tasting is the unofficial companion podcast to the 2023 Wine Advent Calendar from Costco and is in no way endorsed by, affiliated with, maintained, authorized, or sponsored by the Golden 24 Wine Calendar or Costco Wholesale. All opinions expressed are those of services, Jeremy Mullins, and our other guests. The Golden 24 Wine Calendar or Costco Wholesale, but we're responsible for the packaging.